of thing.
Well, gentlemen, both those same kinds of organizations tend to be ones that are much more likely to get themselves into trouble. I mean, they're much more likely to have other kinds of blinders on in terms of how the world is moving, how markets are moving, what customers want. I mean, the same kind of mindset that wants homogeneity and conformity and hard work no matter what and prove yourself. Not because there's a passion for the work, but just because that's the norm of the organization, a sort of classic, I'm stereotyping now, but it's a classic old industrial corporation. Also found itself obsolete, and the companies that are rising around the world are much more entrepreneurial. I can't say they're all fully talent-driven without respect to gender, because there's this other issue of people's responsibilities out of work. But our military in the U.S. is getting there, and some of the best people I've seen coming out of West Point recently who are great leaders are the women.
Thank you all very much indeed. So there you go. There are as many ways of teaching leadership really as teachers. Thanks to all our guests, Tom Blower of the Inspirational Development Group at the Royal Military Academy Sandhurst, Professor Elizabeth Moss-Cantu of Harvard University in the United States, and Professor Nigel Nicholson of the London Business School. What do you think? Let us know. Email us at world.business@bbc.co.uk. You can listen to the program again. If you can use the internet, you can go to the BBC World Service website and look for World Business Review. Otherwise, we'll be back at the same time next week. Bye-bye.
The presenter was Rodney Smith. The program was produced by Audrey Tinley.
BBC.
Today,
two people on their own, in the privacy of their own, decided
to have
sex. Is not a taboo. Sex is a divine gift, enjoyed to the full.
The role of the Muslim woman changes the moment she becomes a wife.
They always told us that if they sleep, then you are married. You're supposed to be the true attraction.
The BBC lifts the veil on sex and the Islamic world, starting the 16th of February from the BBC.
Indonesia, 10 Februari bersama Ridwan Jidat dan saya, Anda Rasa.